This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. After months of negotiations, some Illinois lawmakers are convinced they can find enough money to stave off cuts to public transit. Metra, PACE, and the CTA say they need a collective $1.5 billion to plug post-pandemic budget shortfalls while they improve safety and service. Illinois State Senator Ron Villivallum of Chicago says that is possible. He just doesn't know where the money is going to come from yet.
$1.5 billion will get us the system that we need to invest in for the future. That is our North Star, and we're going to continue to strive for it. But certainly, you know, I wouldn't be surprised that, you know, we don't get all the way there.
The agency say they need to know how much they'll be getting by the time lawmakers adjourn at the end of this month. Villivallum says they're still working on a reform measure that would consolidate some agency functions, plus make it easier for riders to pay fares and transfer between systems. A new study from Northwestern Medicine finds participation in SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, leads to better health outcomes for kids. My colleague Araceli Gomez-Aldana reports the study finds children who go through food insecurity without SNAP had significantly worse heart health by the age of 22. Nalay Shah is a cardiologist and assistant professor at Northwestern Medicine and says they followed more than 1,000 children for two decades.
So what this data shows us is that early childhood food insecurity, especially among children whose households did not participate in the SNAP program, may be associated with worse cardiovascular health in young adulthood and would suggest that participating in SNAP can be protective.
The study's findings come as Congress is currently debating cuts to SNAP. The Illinois Governor's Budget Office says the state is going to have less money than expected going into the next fiscal year. New estimates from the Governor's Office of Management and Budget show a drop of more than $500 million in expected state revenue. Alexis Sturm works with the Budget Office and says estimates of sales taxes and other sources of revenue had to be revised downward because of uncertainty at the federal level.
The national economic volatility is something that, you know, we're really struggling to try to figure out how to predict with any certainty what's going on there.
Sturm also says the revised estimates come from reports of an increased likelihood of economic slowdown and lower growth of sources used in the revenue forecast. Lawmakers are expected to approve the state budget by May 31st. President Donald Trump's targeting of Northwestern University has received a lot of attention, and with good reason. Federal officials froze nearly $800 million in funding for that school in North Suburban Evanston. But on the other side of Chicago, in the far south side neighborhood of Roseland, Chicago State University is also feeling the effects of Trump's attacks. The public college is the only one in the state with a predominantly black student body. It has far less money for support. And so far, the school has lost about $500 million in federal grants. My colleague Lisa Corian-Phillips sat down with Chicago State President Zee Scott to discuss what this means for the university and its students.
There has been a lot of attention paid to what the changes on the federal level, what's being done by the Trump administration, how that's been affecting big name schools, very wealthy schools like Columbia, Northwestern. But I'm wondering what kind of impacts you're seeing at Chicago State.
The impact on us is real and unimaginable. I mean, we have lost five grants that had the capacity to make changes, real changes in the lives of our students. The National Science Foundation had been funding the Lewis Stokes Alliance for Minority Participation in STEM for over 20 years. We were the grant holder for our region, and we supported research and activities for students in about 10 to 12 community colleges and colleges in our area. That grant has been lost. I mean, for us, it means that the group of students that we train to support our faculty in teaching called Learning Assistants, that program is now not funded. Research assistants in our faculty labs, that program is no longer funded because it was funded through that grant. We lost, we will lose about 4 staff members who were supporting that grant. So it's just devastating to us.
What gap is left when a place like Chicago State is dealing with these federal funding challenges?
Our biggest competitor is nowhere. So we're not competing against the University of Chicago or UIC. We're competing against not going to college at all. The data is clear. College changes everything. It changes your lifespan, your civic engagement, the way in which you engage with your right to vote. Because of our student population and the fact that we are so strong in STEM and the sciences, and we graduate students who move on to PhD programs. I mean, we're living in a world where I think about minority PhDs only comprise about 1-3% of all PhDs in the country. So if that pathway closes coming out of Chicago State, it will indeed have an impact on science, and it will also impact diversity in science. And everyone knows diversity in any field, any business, creates more innovation.
Is there anything that is giving you hope in this, you know, particularly challenging moment?
You know what? There are people who have been very vocal about the challenges. There are policy organizations that are, you know, working the phones. We've seen our citizens take to the streets, and we've seen our public officials engage with institutions to determine the extent of the harm. So that gives me hope. I think if you don't have hope, you don't have anything. So I will continue to hope that the good people will continue to rise and continue to engage.
That was our Lisa Corian Phillips speaking with Chicago State University President Z. Scott. Weather sunny, breezy, pretty hot today with a high near 90, some scattered showers and thunderstorms late in the day. More rain expected tonight, and some storms tonight could be severe, a low in the low 60s. And Friday, cloudy, windy, hot again with a high in the upper 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.